Amen. Okay, beloved, we will go into the Word. Today, I wanted to share this thought. I'll say this thought, but for me it's a very important thought. You know, we always work on finding ourselves and what is this world and what's around us. You know, we've been immersed into a particular world. We have been born into a world that's been created by somebody, and we have a right. I'll say this. If you don't want to live in a world that has been created by somebody else, you have the right to change it. You have the blood of Jesus. You have the Lord. You have all the tools and weapons to change. But here's the question. Who will want to lay their whole life in order to change something? It's easier to just go with the flow, just, you know, compromise. But no, beloved, the new generation is rising up. A completely different generation. And from thousands of letters that come constantly to the center, we can hear the hearts and the cries of the people. I love reading masses of these letters that come more and more and more. More than we can possibly read. Some of them we read. Why? Because there's a unique opportunity to see that where the Word is going, where reformation is going. This is why we're doing all of this. We're not just sitting in here in Seattle at the edge of this world and screaming something out. Beloved, no. Something is changing. Something radically changing. Something seriously is changing. So we understand where we're going, where we're heading, and we know who we are. So, beloved, the message or today's thought is called simply, who told you? Who told you? Who told you? Today, I want to talk to you about a very unique moment that the Lord taught me many years ago. I know that some of you here and those of you that watch us, this will be quite necessary. You know, why is it the same fragment? Everybody talks or write about it differently. Nobody's lying, but they're all telling you different things about it. Have you ever thought that? It's so unique. Nobody's lying, but yet everybody's saying their side of the story. Different things. Same moment, same situation. You will hear five different people about the same incident, and they'll have completely different stories. And you know what's unique? I started thinking, what is this? How? The scouts can, 12 scouts can go into the promised land, look at it, come back, not lie a single word, and bring complete chaos and destruction. Have you ever thought of that? I've thought of that. How is it that you cannot not lie, not place any lies in there, and can present this information completely different, that everything that you will say, and no one will tell you that you're lying, you're simply passing on the information, but how do you do it? So today, I want for all of us to think about it, because we all surrounded by people that always say things and speak things. And so how is it amongst all of this, how do we find what is the truth? How do you find amongst many different opinions, God's opinion? How do you find His will when you're surrounded by 15 different voices and all of them speak the truth? No one's lying. No one is lying. All Joshua and Caleb and the rest of the scouts, they all confirmed that there were giants in that land. They all said that there's land with milk and honey. But then the opinion was different. Why is it that same situation, different people describe differently? Why is it so many people, there's so many opinions about the same situation? When I grew up a little bit, I understood that it's not that important what they tell you, as who told you. I want you today to really think, because when I started going in God, when I started moving in my calling, mass of information just was flooding me. And this is the truth. This is heresy. This is glory. What? And all the other stuff. And every one of these people that surrounded me, none of them were lying. But what's unique is, do you know that? The devil, he manipulates the information. He is the manipulator of the moves of flows, informational things. Do you know that I stopped watching the news? Because I don't care about the news. I care about who speaks about it. You know why I no longer care about political debates and all that stuff? Because everything that they say, they speak absolutely wrong things because one of them has something else in mind. Beloved, we have to, in this world, in this huge world of information, we have to affirm ourselves in something. Do you know that some are no longer here amongst us? Do you know why a lot of people hate us? Because they heard something that was absolutely not it. Beloved, why? And you notice that the devil, he hits with information. Everything. Beloved, we lost many people, families here. Why? Some don't want to come to encounter. Why? There's this attack coming because there's absolutely different information, information source, different sides. Everyone is trying to get their own through this information. Even news channel, there's three news channels and all of them shine their own. Same news, same story, some sort of issue. Everybody describes it the way that they see it. Do you know? It could be anything. This world is full of information, and we have to be very careful. We've said this before. We talked about before what we're seeing today. I'm talking to you about what we hear. Listen. I'll tell you this. Later on, I understood that I don't care about what they say as to who says it, because we all carry part of ourselves. Listen to me very carefully. We all carry part of ourselves in everything that we say, we hear. Part of ourselves, part of us. We've said that you see what you want to see, but do you know that you also hear what you want to hear? You don't hear like what you should hear. Today we'll talk about completely different things. Listen. Flow of information. Why? Satan, first of all, everything that the spirit of this world did, he captured all the sources of mass information, beginning with radio, television, internet. Everything is captivated by the spirit of this age. Did you ever think that if the devil thinks this is important, that the church has to understand it's quite important? You understand me? You know that the first thing that the Lord taught me many years ago when the center was just in its beginning stage, he said, Sonny, and I was obedient, he said, Sonny, everything that you're speaking right now, doing, see and pray about, I want you all to take all of that and just put it on the internet, just flood the internet with written press, with video and audio, just put it all over, either you want it or not, but by accident you might encounter us on all different websites, all different channels, on all forums. We're there. Why? Because we used that moment. It was wisdom, church. And now people do not battle us. They battle with reformation of the information. Reformation that comes through information. Revolution. Revolution in information. You understand what I'm saying? Informational revolution. We hit completely different. We hit with wisdom that the Lord gave us. We no longer just live in this time where everything is easy for us to attain. This is just one center. But imagine when we all start doing this. Every testimony, every letter, every prayer and message will go into this worldwide web and will accomplish what it should. It's very unique. This is why it's important. Look. I really don't care anymore what they said. And I started seriously looking at who is saying it. Because knowing a person, you'll understand what motivates and moves him. Listen, before you can swallow some sort of information from some person, you have to be sure completely that who is this person, and can you even accept this information from him? Listening, I'll say this, we can all listen, yes, but to hear, you have to hear what the Lord allows you to hear. This is why, again, I told you many years ago, church, that I stopped reading all Christian books, because majority of them are followed by not Christian principles. Someone is making money on it. Someone simply pushing their theologies through, and everybody, of course, all of them are based on the Bible. You notice one, the same Bible serves for separation of everybody. Have you ever noticed that? Why? Why? Same Bible, and denominations not only don't understand certain scripture, but they're completely different, completely upon the same Bible. Apparently, it's not that important what, but who is presenting you the Bible.
That's
how the Bible is going to be. Bible will be according to the one that shares it. No, I think it's too deep for Sunday morning. I think, did you have breakfast? Did you drink coffee? You understand what I'm saying here? Bible will be like the one that teaches it. With a week, the Bible will be weak. You understand the level of the revelation I'm saying? Powerful. His Bible will be powerful. So again, I am proving to you. It's not important what they carry, but who carries it. Who carries information into your life? Who are you eating and who are you drinking? Who is energizing you? And that is what you're going to transform into, because Bible will be exactly the same. Information will be exactly the same way. The news will be exactly the same way, like the people that present it. You understand? So, why is it my God is big? Why is it my Bible alive? Because many years ago, I accepted this decision basing not upon my information, but on his information. Oh, let's think. It's good for the morning. Look. By knowing a person, you can understand what moves him, because a man adds ingredients of his or her soul, emotions and feelings and everything that he says and how he sees and the things that he wants to achieve. We add to everything. All of us, we always add constantly. Situation will be the way that you are. Something in the situation changes me. No, you don't get it. We change situations depending on who we are and what happens to us, what we allow. If you could understand what I'm just saying right now, if some of you could understand what I'm saying right now, beloved, you know, I like what Smith Wigglesworth said. He said, if the heavens not moving, I'm moving heavens. It says that man renounces to live in someone's information, but only information from God. Otherwise, it cannot work. God is alive. And that, he said so about himself. Can you imagine the level of information? Oh, you probably start reading the Bible completely different after this word. I'm serious. When Daddy opened up to me this particular message, I said, okay, shut everybody's mouth. He doesn't want to meet us. You know what? That's why I'm telling you. Why? Because my meeting with you will be useless, because you are useless and empty. And why don't you want to meet me? Because I know you. And everything that you will say will be part of you. I'll tell you this. You're not going to tell me anything new because you have not been transformed. You cannot. You understand that. You think you will come to some sort of relative's house and you're going to talk to them. You'll hear and you'll see the same old stuff, same garbage, same stuff. Why? Because this is who that person is. Hello.
He's
simply spilling a part of himself. You're sick. Everybody's going to hear how sick you are, how everybody's sick around you. Don't pay attention to that disinformation. Let wisdom enter you right now, wisdom from the Lord, so that the spirit of wisdom would come into you, and you will, after this word, you will treat people and information in the right way. This is why. Will you do an interview? No, no. Do you want to say something? No, I don't want to say. What do you want to say? Listen to what I'm preaching every Sunday. I'll tell you what I want to say. Why? Because I know your TV channel. I know what you are after, and you will never allow the truth to come out on it. There's always someone has some sort of last word to package it and present it there in their own way. This is why the religious things, the religious people hate spontaneous things, because it's spontaneous, you can't control it. What do you do with it? Our God is spontaneous. He made us spontaneous. You don't even know what your husband's going to do tomorrow. You don't know what you're going to do. Your child is not guaranteed. So, small example, for instance, your friend is calling you and tells you, I have this for you. You have special giftings and abilities, and you and me, we can be very good partners in some sort of thing. You've listened to it? It's a good idea. You probably do it in a week. They call you from president's office and tell you, you have an ability and giftings that the president's cabinet will need. Would you want to be a partner and work with us? Tell us. Now, is the difference? It is not who you are, but who told you this information? Is it so? When a friend told you that you have an ability is one thing, but when a president and they came on the limousine and with Secret Service guys and tell you the president wants to meet you, that's a completely different thing. Tell me, who would you be partners with now? It's funny, huh? So, why do I want to just make my point? What's important is not what. What's important is who. Every time you sit down and listen, but knowing him and his words, know that everything comes out of him and is part of him. I will get this through to you guys. I understand it's morning and you're half asleep, but we're going to get this. So, you notice that how we're speaking right now. I want every one of us to take this inside of them. Some people, they don't even understand how dangerous are those that are around you. Why is bad surroundings destroy good qualities? Why? This is why, church. Because wrong surroundings, wrong conversations and thoughts, everything, no matter what you want to bring there, it's not going to be accepted because it's absolutely different laws that have to be active, absolutely different things. You can't come and tell everybody this is how it's going to be. You need a strategy here. Remember the people of Israel that listened to the words of those 10 scouts and they accepted their variation of this information. Have you ever thought, why is it? I'll go a little bit further. Why is that when you read and you listen to three different people, three different information, and you choose to listen to one? Think, church. Why is it? Three opinions, one situation, and your heart will attach to one of those three. Why? Because you're exactly the same way. And you know how you can figure out yourself? whose information you love and you desire to listen.
Oh,
you don't really get it. I hope you guys got what I just said. First category, first level, how to figure out who you are, who am I, who do you listen to, accept, and you hunger to be around. It's that easy. Place three preachers, and right away you tell who you like, and I will tell you exactly who you are by knowing that preacher, because you, him, that person, that gives what he has, and you listen through who you are. This is why you love me. And also there are people that hate me because we have absolutely different spirits. Remember what God said about Caleb and Joshua? They're of a different spirit. And God said, they are not obedient to anything. Why did God choose Caleb and Joshua? This is that generation that they took people into the promised land. Why? Because they renounced to hear and to see somebody else's opinion, but only God's opinion. God said that we will kill him, and we will. What sort of information will you base yourself upon? I will base myself upon that preacher. You missed it, because a preacher is one part. Only upon the word of God. Only on him. Only on what he reveals to you. We might have beloved pastors and preachers. It's all good. We're people. But when you place or base your life upon that, that's a problem. You have no right to lay your life upon or base your life upon anything else or anybody else but Jesus Christ. Old generation. Why is it the old generation? Look, there's 10 and there's 2. One part said, we cannot conquer that land. Others said, we can easily do this. The older generation said, that's it. Woe to us. That's it. Can you imagine? They believed it without even checking. You know who believes by not checking? Those that are a copy of the one. The one that brings information. You know that we have dirt poured out of us, and they say, this is Satan. And other people say, yes, it's Satan. You know why? Because you're a copy of the one that's saying it. You have the same spirit. When people say, oh, God is moving there, and they say, for sure, this is God, because your spirit confirms it, because you're the same copy, you're following God, it is revealed to you. Who, by not checking, right away believes and trusts and eats all of that. The ones that are exactly the same as the ones that share this information. The simplest way of figuring out who am I, pay attention to what you like, what books you read, what draws you. I guarantee you, it'll take an hour and you will find yourself. If you will be truthful, of course, with yourself, you say, Lord, I am just so lost. I'm such a loser. I like this. Do you know him? Stop. Do you know? Just like we read that letter. Said that pastor was preaching that not to drink, and yet he was drinking for 15 years. Do you know him? You know the church is like that? It doesn't go anywhere, it's not doing anything, nothing is happening. Because you, no matter what you say, you will speak good words, but they will not work ever because you are not good in their eyes. You cannot say something good by being bad. Like Jesus said, a tree is known by its fruit. In other words, it cannot bring anything else. God looks different. Some people say, look, he's doing something. God looks at completely different things. He comes and looks at your life, at your heart, at your dreams. Are you receiving something for yourself today? I want you to receive something, because from this word, wise people will acquire wisdom. Listen, believe me, there are many things to talk about, and I had to battle God, what should I talk about? He said, Sonny, my children have to hear this. They need to know that it's not what, but who. They have to understand it's not what, but who, because what depends on who is who. You understand? It's the Bible, right? It's not the Bible. This is his Bible. It's a revelation, no, no. It's his revelation. This is that brotherhood's revelation. This is what they've decided, made up, and they put an end to it. That's it. It's, everything is captured, everything is paid for. We voted through it all. Death, death. It's their information.
Вот почему,
this is why,
знаете, когда,
you know,
я вышел на служение,
when I came into ministry,
сказали,
and a lot of people
узнали, что они не сумасшедшие.
Found out that they're not crazy.
Потому что они говорят,
because
о,
they
мы
said,
послушали.
Wow,
они, они такие,
they're
как мы.
The same as we are.
Они просто,
they said, whoa.
Так это, он же говорит то, что я думаю.
Apparently he's saying what I'm thinking.
Он же говорит, то, что
he's saying what I
вот
talked to you yesterday about drinking tea. How's
да
that? Because we're
вот
the
как.
Same. This is why.
Вот как.
This
почему?
Is why.
Да
why?
Из одного источника,
because
из
we're
одного
fed from the same source, from the same table. We eat from the hands of our Father. Look. The old generation, when they were leaving, coming out of Egypt, they listened to and heard what they wanted to hear. As soon as they said death, giants, horrible things, right away they made their decision and decided. Why is it? Why is it that God Himself? You know what? I only saw a couple of moments where God gives up. You can count, of course, on one hand where God says, "That's it, I can't do this anymore." This is such a rarity, and this is one of the incidents when God says, "That's it." You know when God gives up? When you can not fix anything, it's unreal to fix something. Can you imagine what happened? If you're a wise person, you understand what I'm saying right now. Information perverted. The whole generation. Information.
Знаете, почему Бог заслал
you know, God sent those scouts to see and to check is their heart able to go into the promised land. Before that, everybody
знаете,
was walking. Imagine how we all walk together to
все
a certain point, to certain information. Everybody walks, everybody spring, and all of a sudden, here we go. Uh-oh. What happened yesterday? Yesterday nothing happened. Because yesterday we didn't have an opportunity to see who you are and who am I. But right now there's this promised land. The Lord could have presented it to them on the platter, clean. What? He couldn't kill those people? Destroy them somehow? No, God can do whatever He wants. Why is it that He left those huge guys and their giants? To see and to check them, are they able to go further? And the Lord checked the unwilling and the ones that were not able. He said, told Moses, just depart from them, and I'm just going to take care of them. That's it. I'm going to handle it. Moses said, no, Lord. God still did it. They still died, but it only took 40 years. Whatever God wants to do, He'll do it. You know what some say? Moses was in the gap. No, he just stretched that time into 40 years. You know, I know the Lord does everything for His glory, and generation was up, and they, you know, but that small amount of people, it would have went into the promised land. They would have been victorious. You know, guys, God doesn't have mistakes. He doesn't miss. Whatever He wants, it'll happen. Regardless. Listen. Why is it? Everybody decided they didn't even check. Only because they were all the same and moved by the same things. The problem is, in 10 were not lying. They were not perverting the information, like we said. Otherwise, Caleb and Joshua would have went against and said, "You guys are lying. What are you saying?" No. You know why is it so dangerous? This information is so dangerous because it's information not of lies. It's information. It's part of you. You, when you speak, you told me according to you. The things that you've shared with me, you just revealed to me all your pains, all your battles, and the things that you're going through. And what does that tell you? That generation is not able to enter into the promised land. They're not able to enter into the promised land because God saw their insides and He said, "That's it. Goodbye." Second Timothy 4:3. Second Timothy 4:3. Look how this scripture is so unique in the right translation. Of course, we know that this scripture in the Synod translation of the Russian Bible is completely different. So 2 Timothy 4:3, for the time is coming when people will not tolerate, endure sound and wholesome instructions. Listen, but having ears itching, having ears itching for something pleasing and gratifying, they will gather to themselves one teacher after one another to a considerable number, chosen to satisfy their own liking and to foster the errors they hold. Why? Some people say, come out of the churches. They will not come out. How are they going to come out? They're not it. Just like it's deadly for you to go back into those places where you came from, and everybody smiled and laughed right now, and I understand your pain, of course. For you, it was, Lord have mercy, anything but that. In other words, a sidewalk will be the last thing, but not that. And I'm sure of that. I agree with you. Why? Because there's not a single drop of you, of what is happening over there, just the same way. You flip it all around.
Position.
This is why Jesus never, ever didn't come into a synagogue and said, you, come out.
No,
Jesus would speak the word, and those that would hear it, they would rise up and leave into life. Because, you know what? All religious pastors and people have to be thankful to me because I took care of your church. Brought order in there. They're still not yours. You know what you say? You took my people out. They're not your people. Your people will sit there and cry and fix the skirt and the helmet of salvation and gossip. Your people will never leave. Show me God. It's the will of the Lord. May the will of the Lord be done. Leave. You smelly
person
in some sort of sect, you know, just show me God or leave. Beloved, the line has been drawn. Everything has been decided. I've stumbled upon him. I really want all you to stumble, finally, just quickly. Just stumble and over things because you don't even know what stumbling means. To stumble is to make a person do the same thing. If you stumbled, you'd be here. If you say so, that you've stumbled. Do not call it being, you know, stumbling or seduced. You know what? Call things by the proper names. So do not worry. I simply took care of masses of churches, and some sort of order was brought in. Why? Before that, there wasn't information. Everything was the same. Everything was one porridge. Everything was the same. All denominations that hated each other, they're no longer... It's all the same. Darkness and light will not be friends. You cannot have the fire not set something on fire. If fire doesn't set anything on fire, that means that's it. It's all the same. Or manure, in other words. Are you here? It's all good. You're strong. Look, for the time is coming when people will not tolerate, endure sound and wholesome instructions and teachings, but having ears itching for something pleasuring, gratifying, they will gather to themselves teacher after teacher to satisfy their own liking and to foster their errors that they hold. This is why I always tell people, do not be afraid of those that throw challenges at you. Take a step out of darkness. Try something that is not you. Try and taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see. The Lord says, taste and see. Try something new. You'll see. Don't sit there and grumble. You know you have a problem? Because you, according to yourself, you're the truth, you judge everybody according to yourself. Satan, anointed. You know what? You're the stupidest thing on this planet. Because if you judge according to yourself, that's horrible. Same thing as judging a Russian's car, Lada.
Судить автомобиль.
Judging other cars according to that car, Lada.
If
it's kind of like Lada, then it's a good car.
Ну, если хуже, это уже
if it's worse, then it's a worse car.
Машине,
you're judging cars not by the right car. Again. The wise people that know what that car is, do you know what I'm saying?
Словами,
in other words,
you
are judging standards by not being the standard yourself. This is your problem. You shouldn't judge from yourself. This is a problem. We always base everything up from ourselves. I don't love him. I love him. I hate him. I love him. Why? Because right now I just touched some sort of garbage in you. And that me saying that word garbage is a slang in Russian. It's bothering you. This is why I'm saying it. So it'll bother you. Sorry, I'm not going to compromise with anybody. Garbage, which is a Russian slang. I can't translate into English, but it's a funny Russian slang word for garbage. Garbage. No one's going to edit that out. No one's going to cut out this garbage. Oh, in the house of the Lord, you cannot say that. Oh, really? You know what the house of the Lord is? You're the house of the Lord. You've seen it? Or some sort of man told you? And this, you know, man with a full gospel told you what is the church. What do you judge church according to what? You've been in the church where people were dying, another one's been taken out, and everybody else is laughing. Fear is all over them. Because everybody's dying. And it's written in the scripture that nobody lied anymore. Lesson learned. Lied, died. Have you noticed that afterwards nobody died? Have you noticed how a man says, I cannot stop lying. Yes, you can. You just didn't have the right stimulus to do it. We can all do things. We can do all things. We can even be holy. You just need the right situation to be holy. If you're going to lie, you're going to die. Lord. Have you noticed how man is funny? I cannot stop smoking. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can do all things. If I saw my friend, that's a sport. He was in sports. He stopped drinking and smoking in a week because his coach came up and said, that's it. You're going to be battling for our city championship. Right away, drop vodka, smoking. Stop hanging out. Why? He received freedom. The demons of alcohol left. Smoking left. The guy became a champion as long as I know him. I never touched that stuff anymore. We can do all things. We lie to ourselves. Honestly, we can do all things. We just lost any sort of consciousness. We didn't have the right stimuli around us. So not to lie. Oh, I cannot. Yes, you can. Forget about it. Pray for me. I'm not going to pray for you. Right motivation, you'll drop it all without God. Seriously. You know, right principles, right dreams. I always say, tell people. Some people say, I cannot drop doing these things. Your problem is not with dropping that thing. The problem is that you have no purpose or reason to live. As soon as you have purpose and reason for your life, right away you'll have priorities. And now these priorities will clean up everything that is preventing you from moving. Have you noticed that when you got married, right away have you stopped speaking to all these ladies? You know, dating. I'm not talking about bad encounters. You know, dinner or like give somebody flowers. You were just free amongst women. As soon as you got married, you have a ring, you're all calm and composed, you're making plans. Why is that? What changed? Think. Why? We can do all things. I cannot. Look. Because the time will come, finish the scripture, when people not tolerate and endure sound, wholesome teachings and instructions by having ears itching for something pleasure and gratifying, they will gather to themselves one teacher after another, considerable numbers chosen to satisfy their own liking. This is not what you see. It's not that pastor influenced them. No, it's they those people came into who they are. They came into who they are. Oh, people sin in that church. They want to sin in that church. Oh, youth sleeps around in the church. They want to do that. There's nothing. They want not to do anything. Your thing and my thing is to do what Jesus said. Go and preach the gospel. It's not your thing to save everybody and bring them into church. Your thing is to preach on
truth without compromise.
Not your truth, his truth. This is where the information is different. Jesus said, they hated me. They'll hate you. That's the indicator. Do they still like you? Everybody? I feel sorry for you then. Select and find the teachers after their own desires. Their ears are itching and they're scratching. That's what it says. Thank you, Jesus, for the new translation. The problem is not that we mostly listen and receive information from those that are like us, and that is a serious problem. We are not attracted, listen to me very carefully, we're not attracted by individuals that throw challenges at us. You know why? Old generation completed and wanted to kill Joshua and Caleb. Remember? But it says that the cloud of glory separated them. It's not like we're going to go, we're not going to go. There was separation in the people. And the old generation said, that's it. Stone them to death. Isn't it the same spirit that is everywhere right now? Look. Not attracted by the individuals that throw challenges at us. We fear them. We run away from them. And more than often, we listen and accept those that are like us. They do not irritate us. They do not bother us. They don't challenge us. And here Jesus comes, Joshua comes. God didn't tell them what's in the promised land. Because then they wouldn't even go through the Red Sea. Where are we going? Egyptians are here and we're barely surviving. But there are giants. What? One guy just hit and 100 people are down. You know why God didn't show them the promised land? He wanted to give them information and to see the hearts of those people based upon that information. You know what? Everything is so unique, dividing and separating right now. Reformation is not going to come if this division is not going to come. We are born for division. I am born for someone to say this is God, and somebody to say this is the devil, somebody say from God, others from Satan. That's the backbone. This can only be said about the one that made up his mind. Is your mind made up? Are you still playing this game of information? If it's profitable, I'll say it. If not, I'll stay quiet here. I pretend I didn't hear or see. But over there, I speak like this. If you speak, speak everywhere. Amen? Are you receiving something for yourself? Even I'm receiving something for myself. Look. We're not attracted. We are being scared. And so when Joshua and Caleb came, these guys said, we're going to eat them. They will be bread to us. The other guys looked at them and said, oh no. In other words, these two guys scared them. These two guys told them something that wasn't part of them. And they said, that's it. All the children of Israel wanted to stone them. But the glory of God, the cloud, came down and it covered them and they couldn't find them. The Lord said, you will not touch them. You know what? I love this. Just love it when you're challenged. Break yourself. Bend yourself. In other words, say, Lord, send people into my life that will throw challenges at me. I will come out of my small box that I'm in. I'm not the truth. I'm searching for the truth. I cannot judge anything according to myself. In the movements that I don't understand, I take a step back and say, Lord, give me wisdom to understand what this is. I will never touch those things that I don't understand. That's stupid to judge things according to yourself. Only the fool is judges according to himself. We have to judge everything according to the truth that is in us. That's the right way.
Знаете, почему Бог избрал Гедеона?
You know why God chose Gideon? Gideon.
Мне нравится Гедеон.
I love Gideon.
Знаете, почему Бог избрал Гедеона?
You know why God chose Gideon? Because he was that individual that hungered to see and hear the truth and reality and wanted to change something. Can you imagine?
Приходит к нему ангел.
An angel comes to him.
Знает, что это ангел.
He doesn't know that it's an angel. Remember the story.
I'll
show you from a different side.
In
this story, there's more than what you can imagine. Angel comes, but he doesn't know it's an angel. In other words, a guy comes and tells him, "Hello, strong man." In other words, what happens? He threw information at him. You understand? Pay attention. You know, some of the angels came up to you. With others, they will come up to you. You don't even know, but you will even find out. For instance, that could be your... You think it's a person, but it's an angel. And just checking. Are you willing to accept? Some don't even know that it's angels. They think it's people.
Someone
come up to you, you know, and say certain information, and you will say, "Oh, this angel." Never. You will never know. Because they look like people. When they will want you to find out who they are, then they will show you. Some say, "Well, find out where is the police officer." You know what? When they really, really want to get you, they can get into such cars. And there's a police officer on the freeway, and you're like, "Oh, look, I'm driving so well." He is showing himself so you can see him. Because one of the psychological pressures... Have you read these books? Why police officers do the things that they do, and they look the way that they do? It's a psychological attack. 60% of the work is done when he even comes up to you. He doesn't want to open his mouth, but our people come out... undressed with a stick. Why don't you shove that stick somewhere? You know, you don't even look like an individual. Behave yourself like an authority figure. Give me $5. You know, maybe it's changed now, but I remember when I was there. I remember that. I remember how we would stop. You open the window just this much. You put out the money and tell him, "Get out of here. Start the car and leave." And he puts it in his pocket. It's called that, that you hold that authority. If that's not what we're talking about. You come here, and they come and lead you out, and you feel like you got to change your pants. He didn't come out of the car yet. He just pulled up. But the way that he pulled up, how? He come out, and you're ready to just do pull-ups and push-ups and sing songs. Beloved, it's all right here. It's all right here in the head. It's not a lesson in psychology right now. Look. So, why is it that God chose Gideon? Gideon was that individual that was able to react. And I love the Gideon's reaction. I don't know about other guys, if God ever came up to them, but this is a very unique situation. A man comes up to him, and we know that it's an angel. Gideon doesn't know that it's an angel. Says, "Good day, strong, powerful man. God is with you." Those two things didn't happen. God wasn't with him, and he was not powerful. And God was looking at, in other words, if he was the same as everybody else, he would have said, "Oh, yes, yes. The Lord is with us." You look at this religion right now. You look at this religious faces, and the Lord is with us. You've never even seen him, ever. God was never even there. God didn't pass by your church. When God will enter the church, you will fall on your faces, and no one's going to say, "God is with us." No one's they won't be able even to speak. Can God do that? God can do whatever he wants. You should know that. Gideon, man. Hello, strong man. God is with you. He turns around and says, You know what God liked in his heart? He didn't accept that information. He said, no. And he explained to him why. And this is why, don't you dare. How are things? Say, bad.
Так и говорит, паршиво!
Horrible.
Отвратительно, почему?
Horrible. Why?
Выйди вокруг, посмотри, сколько
Look
наркотиков
around,
умирает.
What's happening.
Плохо
How many
дела.
People die from
Особенно у церкви. Пульс проверь.
Things are going bad, especially for the church. Check the pulse.
А, да, мы песенники толще делаем.
Oh, we're making the song books
thicker. Люди умирают, а мы поем.
Идиот.
А мы поем!
People are dying and we're singing, we're singing.
Смотри. Ой, дальше.
Continue singing.
Дорогие, послушайте.
A new generation is raising up. A new generation is raising up. Absolutely different generation. And the faster
you
come out of my life, the faster I can say what I want, because I'll still do it anyway. So, beloved, time has come to separate the true church from the fake. The time has come for the children of God to become aggressive. Look at where were the sissies. Look at your Bible. Read your Bible. You know why our Bible is dead and just full of weeping and crying? Why? Because these were the teachers who taught us. The teachers that were like that. They taught us the Bible, the people that were dead in the spirit. And they passed by everything and read only those things that they were profitable to them. No, I want to know God completely. The one that's loving and also the one that brings judgment. I want to know God as love and as also reformation. I want to see God that places kids onto his knees and plays with them, but also can bring judgment. I want to know God as who He is. Don't show me or teach me your side of God. God was checking him because God wanted to see if Gideon has eyes to see the reality and ears that hear the truth.
Do you understand that? Do you know why everything is just so many stuff happening right now? God just wants to see if there are people on this earth who see with the eyes of reality and hear with the ears that hear the truth. Why, this is why all of this stuff is happening right now, because God is calling. Oh, God can do this. God can do this. God can do anything. He can love and He can kill. That's God. Stop putting Him into a frame. He can punish anyone he wants. It is his right. He is the designer. He is the creator of everything. Everything that you have to do is just obey him. And you will obey him later, sooner or later. Judges 6:1. Let's read this one place and I will finish up. And I just want you read it with me and see how unique this passage is. I will start from the beginning. Judges 6:1. Again, the Israelites did what the Lord said was wrong. That's it. That's pretty straight up. So for 7 years, the Lord handed them over to Midian. Because of the Midianites were very powerful and very cruel, the Israelites made hiding places in the mountains, in caves, and in safe places. Whenever the Israelites planted crops, the Midianites and Amalekites and other people from the east would come and attack them. They camped in the land of and destroyed the crops that the Israelites had planted as far as the Gaza. They left nothing for Israel to eat, and no sheep, cattle, or donkeys. The Midianites came with their tents and their animals like swarms of locusts to ruin the land. There were so many people. In other words, you can understand that they are there for a while. There were so many people and camels that they could not be counted. Israel became very poor because of Midianites, so they cried out to the Lord. There were a lot of them. There were a lot of them. You could not count them. When the Israelites cried out to the Lord against the Midianites, the Lord sent a prophet to them. He said, "This is what the Lord of God of Israel says. I brought you..." Look, when God wants to change something, He wants to find a person. Do you understand what I'm saying? I read it so that you can see the whole story of it. Not just because He was jumping around and this and that happened. No, God wanted to take people away from the judgment. Verse 8, the Lord sent the prophet to him. He said, this is what the Lord of God of Israel says. I brought you out of Egypt, the land of slavery. I saved you from the Egyptians and from all those who were against you. I forced the Canaanites out of their land to give it to you. Then I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Live in the land in the Amorites, but do not worship their gods. But you did not obey me. The angel of the Lord, do you see that? Do you see how the prophet of God, he did not, you know, come to them and say, I have a word for you. No, he just said it. He dropped a bomb where they had a hard time understanding it and comprehending what the prophet said. Anything, you know, anything that you will be doing, singing, worshiping, speaking, you have to have power, you have to have truth. And we are so far from that, that we are in embarrassment. And that disgusting church that calls itself church, quote-unquote, God is not there. God is not in the church. If you knew what kind of stuff happens there, and you ask me, how do I know? For 7 years I've been in this, I know what goes on there. This is why I'm very mean to religion. This is why I hate it. This is why I will not be at the table of communication with it. Listen to me carefully. We know what we are doing. We know what God wants to do. And I have not seen God raise up sissies. I've seen God in fire, speaking the truth, even if it costs their lives. A new generation is rising up. And we spoke about it. You know, we will change the atmosphere. And in 15 years, that old religion will not be there. New generation is rising up that will move in the glory.
Amen.
Amen. And I know what I'm saying. 11. The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak tree of Ophrah that belonged to Josh.
You know, you will never think that was an angel. It was just a guy who sat down.
One of the... Okay, under the oak tree of Ophrah that belonged to Josh, one of the Abiezrite's people, Gideon, Josh's son, was separating some wheat from the chaff in a wine press to keep wheat from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Then Gideon said, "Sir, if the Lord is with us, why are we having so much trouble? Where are the miracles our ancestors told us he did when the Lord brought them out of Egypt? But now he has left us and has handed us over to the Midianites." Right there. That is right there. That is the ideal diagnosis. He just stated, God has punished us, we are in trouble, and we have been handed to the hands of Midianites. God is Alpha and Omega. Why are you having trouble? You are looking at yourself as Alpha, but God is Alpha and Omega. Start seeing you yourself as God sees you, and you will change. Look. Why did the angel spoke to him? Because he knew who he was. The angel saw who he is and his function. The Lord turned to Gideon and said, "Go with your strength and save Israel from the Midianites. I am the one who is sending you. But Gideon answered the Lord. See, they have a conversation there. When the angel found the person, God starts speaking to him. Again, the Lord turned to Gideon and said, go with your strength and save Israel from the Midianites. Look at that information. Look, I am the one who is sending you. But Gideon answered, Lord, how can I save Israel? My family is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least important member of the family. The Lord answered him, I will be with you. It will seem as if the Midianites you're fighting are one. See, when Gideon found out who the source was, he said, I will go. See, for Gideon, it was important not the words, but who brought the words. First, a person, you know, came, an angel. But then he said, later on, he said, you know what? You know, I want to make sure that it is you speaking. Let me come back and you will be here. And that was what happened. And, you know, he said, oh, God, I saw angel face to face, I will die. He said, no, don't worry. Those words were spoken from God. Have you seen how information changes as soon as we realize who says the information, who brings us the information? Don't pay attention to who, what says, what the information is. Pay attention to where the information is coming from. Learn how to listen to God. Learn how to hear His voice. When God opened up my ears, when He opened up my spirit, when He told me who I am, from that point, I was crazy in the eyes of people. People stopped understanding me. Masses of people called me devil. They came up with different names. It doesn't mean much, but this is when you realize who you are. It is important to hear His opinion about you. This is the most important, to see His will in your life. Because His information is something that cannot be changed or rewritten. And when God showed me my function, my calling, I said, Father, I will go to the end. I understood who I am. I understood that you're using me just as I am right now, and you will not change a thing in me unless you want me to change. You have birthed me the way I am right there in that place, and you will use me. And we're all born for your function. So, we're all surrounded by different people, and all of them say something into our lives. How do we know what they're speaking is true? Look at their lives, their dreams, people they're surrounded by their fruits, and you will see. And based on that, you will realize what they're trying to say and what they're trying to achieve by saying that information to you. In other words, how do we know what person wants from you? Look at his results, look at his movement, look at his inside, look at his family, look at all the components, look at everything. Will you be able to tell the difference? If it's something, there's no fruits, don't listen to that information. Everything that they do is, they're just burping. Someone else's burp. It's just a circulating burp. They just pass the information, the wrong information. You know, somebody says, oh, let me tell you some news. No, it will be news in his own way so that he can change you. Erase you or, you know, break you. So, why is God using those who belong to Him? Listen to me carefully. Those who belong to Him are like Him. Because anyone will pervert and change and break. And you say, why isn't God using me? I'm telling you right now. Because you, if you are not dead for yourself, if you did not die for the opinions of others, about what others have to say about you, God cannot use you. Because everything that will fit in you, it will be mixed with the opinion. to look correct in someone's eyes. If you want God to use you, can you say exactly how God says? Like the prophet says, God said that you will die in 15 years. And then can you say, and you will die right now. Can you speak what God wants you to say exactly how it is? Or are you in Hawaii trying to, you know, get a tan? And you see a shark and you say, receive Christ. You such an evangelist. Do you want to go to Africa? No? Do you want to go into like some island? You will be a prophet. There will be a lot of anointing. But only three people will see you. Do you want that? Oh God, see? And you want God to use you. Beloved, let me tell you it again. You know, we laugh and we smile, but I'm serious. You say, God, use me. But he says, daughter, son, as soon as I give you a word, that word becomes part of you, not part of me. And it has been released by the understanding that you have, not the understanding I have. And I don't want myself to be understood by you. I just want to be accepted. He does not need people to agree with what you have to say. Will they agree? Will they vote for me? No. You know what? Just move. You want them to decide if that is the right word from God or not? When, you know what? God told me, son, I will raise you up. Don't worry. If I raise you up, no one is going to be able to put you down. You know, I don't have, you know, the voting stuff in their church. No one can remove us, move us, or vote us off. Because it's not them who put us on here. It's not them. God puts and God removes when the time comes. We have to understand that right now, when we're going to pray, right now, tell him this. God, kill me. Kill my me, my flesh. Because I still want too many things. Until there is your ego, there is me, there is me, 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 you will not have God in you. You know, you can have a word that God gives you without any perversion, without any change or any lie, you will bring it the way that is not correct. You know, God brings a word, but people just convert it. They don't lie. They just convert it how they want it to be heard. This is why God is screaming out for that generation to rise up where you will, how you see it, you will say it. How you hear it, you will say it. Without converting or changing anything. This is why God is using only those who belong to Him and those who are like Him. Because everyone else will just convert information that He is giving into the ingredients that they have. And all you will be saying is something that you understand. It's like a version of your own. Remember Job, did anyone lie? Remember, he said, two of you lied. I will only forgive you unless Job prays for you. They did not lie. He said, God cannot do this, God cannot do this. That's why God could not put up with this. Because they already decided what God can and what God cannot do. You know what, and I feel sorry for people who have already set frames for God, who says, you know what, God doesn't do this, God doesn't move this way. Relax. Wash your ears. Give God glory.
Итак,
so, my question to you, who speaks into your life? And another important question, who do you listen, who do you accept? Who told you? Give God glory. And I'm done. And based on all that you've heard right now, ask God that He gives you eyes and ears to hear, eyes to see and ears to hear. First, God will check your hearing and your eyesight. There will be a test on your vision and your hearing. You know, God, you will not be used by God at first. There will be a test that's going to come. God will test you. He will try to test you. He will try to see what you're able for. But before that, remove everything that will be on your way for God to speak. Say, remove everything so that I won't watch on the opinions of people. Say, God, ask Him to raise up the prophets, that He raises you up. God wants to see new and real individuals. He will take you through the process. He did this with me, and He continues doing it with me. We're in the process. We're in the process for the rest of our lives. And there are so many things that God will still squish out of us. But keep yourself dead. Ask Him, touch me, touch me. I want to carry your word. You know, when I started speaking truth, that truth would come back at me. I started losing friends and people around me. And I said, God, what is it? First, my friends left me. All of my friends left me. And I said, God, why? This is the truth. Why? He says, this is my truth. And there are very little people who want to hear that truth. Oh, you know, we want people to, you know, we want to hear that God is among us, but when the opposite is said, we don't like it. Just say, God, I lay my life on the altar of sacrifice. Clean everything out of me, everything that is destroying, everything that is on the way of you and I. Ask Him. God, I'm yours. I am yours. I have dedicated my life to you, and I want to see reformation in the Church of Christ. I'm yours. You will no longer be compromised. God, please raise up the generation of prophets. Raise up the generation of champions, new churches, new churches all around the world. Prophets, rise up. Prophets, rise up. Prophets, rise up.
Yes. Yeah. Господь, я твой.
Lord, I am yours. I'm yours. I'm yours.
Hallelujah.
Give Him glory, family of God. Give Him glory.
Oh, that's good.